Perhaps cult is too strong a word, but following is definitely an understatement. These are die-hard fans. They crowd into Ferg's, a watering hole and St. Pete mainstay that's stumbling distance from the Trop. They're all sporting their gear. T-shirts, hats, placards, you name it. But it's not baseball that brings these people, most of whom are over 50 and white, to Ferg's on a Friday morning.
We are about 3 weeks and a few days away from what I believe will be the most important election in our modern lifetime. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on the ballot. I think we can make the compelling argument that there has not been a more important election in our lifetime than this one.
That's Marco Rubio, a Republican running for U.S. Senate. Upon his arrival, restaurant staff switches every TV in the bar to Fox News. When President Obama is shown speaking on a big screen behind where Rubio is giving an informal speech, that television is immediately switched off. Rubio swears he's running on the issues.
You guys did not sign up for my campaign a year and a half ago when I was 30 points down in the polls because you wanted someone to talk bad about these guys. Nope. You signed up because you believe America's headed in the wrong direction. And you want a voice out there that's pointing that out and offering an alternative. And that's what we've given you.
While his supposed grassroots campaign appeals to disenchanted Republicans and independents, his $5 million war chest is largely fortified by corporate dollars. Another way the Rubio campaign has benefited from big money traces its roots back to the Supreme Court's controversial Citizens United decision last January. Now, nonprofits and unions can use unlimited amounts of corporate money to fund campaign ads. Karl Rove's group has pumped $1 million into helping Rubio. Still, people like Diane Carey of Treasure Island think electing candidates like Rubio will mean more jobs. She says she's against letting tax cuts for the richest 2% of Americans sunset at the end of the year.
I really resent this class warfare economics, pitting one American group against another, and I think that is so wrong. It doesn't work anywhere it's been tried, and I think it's making people so upset.
Rubio has been criticized for his environmental stance. Even as millions of gallons of oil spewed from the Gulf floor daily this past summer, Rubio maintained that he was open to offshore drilling. He has also been a fervent denier of humanity's role in global climate change. When the Sierra Club announced yesterday it would endorse both Crist and Meek, the latter said no thanks. Meek said it was weak of the environmental nonprofit to endorse Crist, an independent who hasn't always erred on the side of green. But the dual endorsement doesn't faze Rubio.
Yeah, I mean, the environment is an important consideration, and I think we can achieve both economic growth and environmental stability. Sometimes I feel these groups don't understand that.
Representative Meek says he couldn't accept an endorsement from an organization that would back Crist, who has supported offshore drilling and has been pro-development. A spokesperson for Marco Rubio told the Tampa Tribune that the Sierra Club's apparent anyone-but-Rubio stance is something the campaign sees as a badge of honor. WMNF asked Rubio to elaborate on this.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, I was never going to get their endorsement because my view of balancing those two interests are different than theirs.
While most supporters appeared beyond retirement age, there were maybe four or five people under 30 at the event, not counting press or campaign staff. One of these was Eckerd College student Tom Batty, a member of the College Republicans who's majoring in marine science. He says Rubio's attitude toward the environment doesn't bother him.
I place more importance on economic issues, and if I'm going to go into marine science, I'm going to make an impact regardless of who's endorsing who, to be quite honest.
An article in today's Wall Street Journal indicated that Florida Republicans are afraid that Kendrick Meek might drop out of the race and endorse Crist. Rubio says if this is true, it definitely didn't show during the last debate.
I don't know anything about it. I mean, you have to ask Kendrick Meek that, but I don't know anything about it. He sure seemed engaged to me the other night.
The race has 17 candidates, one Republican, one Democrat, one Libertarian, one Constitution Party candidate, six non-party affiliated candidates, and seven write-ins. Rubio is currently traversing the Sunshine State in a black bus. The campaign is calling it the Road to Reclaim America Tour. The three-day tour concludes tomorrow in Miami. From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.